Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Josh Novak back to the mound, bottom of the eighth inning from Hare Baker Field. First pitch to Tyler Stack on the inside corner is called a strike. 6-7-8 due up this inning for Fondi. It is 6-4. Six runs, eight hits, and two errors for the host. Four runs on six hits and an error for your Rats. One off speed, misses down low at the ankles to even the count. Andy Ockham returning to you here on Locally Grown Radio. Only going to be able to say that a handful more times left this season. Pretty crazy to think about when you put it in the grand scheme of things. 1-1 to Stack in the air. That'll drift foul down the right field line. Stack 2-for-2 in his three plate appearances today. An RBI single back in the first. Singled and scored in the fourth. And a sacrifice fly in the fifth. He 1-2. He got him swinging on a slider. Novak's third punch out of the ballgame. The first out of this eighth inning. Gus Walker, the former Rafter, 0-for-3, drove in a run back in the first. Another former Rafter, Dylan Jaquez, came in with the bases loaded and two outs. The top half of this eighth inning got Landon Gaz to line out to the shortstop, Drew Berrigan to retire the side. The first pitch fastball from Novak right on the outside corner is called a strike. 4 for Fondi in the first. They also added runs in innings 4 and 5. Wisconsin Rapids getting a 3 spot in the third, added one in the fifth as well. The 0-1 fastball misses inside to even the count. 5 arms used tonight for Douglas Coe, just 2 for Kirk Schreider. Getting 5 innings out of the starter, Noah Willingham. Long pause for Novak, 9 on the pitch clock, the 1-1. Trying to dot the outer half there with that fastball. It misses the zone for ball two. Just about 2.5 hours into this ball game, Raptors going to need a comeback effort in the top of the ninth. The 2-1. Fastball right down the chute for a called strike. Count now 2-2. It'll be 7-8-9. In the top of the ninth for Wisconsin Rapids, Dalton Fiveash, Gabe Casso, and Tommy Gulbranson. I would say potential pinch hitters could be in order, but there are only 2 Raptors on the bench today. The 2-2 off-speed delivery misses downstairs. 2 Raptors not in the lineup off the bench today are Joey Bizidlo and Ben Lloyd. Full count offering here from Josh Novak. Fouled straight back by Walker. We'll do it again. Novak thus far, 3 scoreless. Out of the Raptor stable. Should say 2 1/3. He's working into his third inning, though. As the 3-2. Line right up the middle into the glove of Josh Novak. Heads up there. For the Rafter right-hander, not necessarily a missile back up the middle, but still needed some cat-like reflexes to haul that one in. 2 up, 2 down. Here in the home half of the eighth, and the batter is Colton Angel. Angel 1-for-3 in the ballgame, playing in his fourth contest of the summer. He singled back in the bottom of inning number 4. Novak looking to go 1-2-3 for the second time today. The first pitch home. Fastball ripped on the ground over to third, gobbled up by Jorge Degatti. Fires across the diamond in time to retire the side. Josh Novak, a 1-2-3. bottom of the eighth inning. We head to the ninth. It's all down to this for the Rafters. 6-4 the score right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in...
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Wisconsin's fall primary election is Tuesday, August 13th, with constitutional ballot questions, a U.S. Senate race, contested congressional primaries, and new legislative maps. This fall, Wisconsin decides.
Be a voter, then tune to your local civic media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
I'm News Director Terry Bell. When the polls close at 8, our news team will bring you results from all over Wisconsin.
Election coverage live, Tuesday, August 13th at 8.
On your local civic media radio station and streaming on the app.
You've been listening to Rafter Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters Baseball here on WFHR.
Dylan Hawkes back out to the mound, top of the ninth inning from Harry Baker Field. It's the Dock Spiders 4 and the Rafters, or I should say the Dock Spiders 6, pardon me, and the Rafters 4. Right here on WFHR. First pitch to Dalton Fiveash in there for a called strike. 68 on the gun from Hawkes. So that appears to be the right-hander's game. Must be a position player by trade. Doesn't pump gas, but is able to get outs. The 0-1 hit high in the air center field. Preston Knott battling the lights. Trots over to make the catch for the first out. Andy Ockham back with you here on WFHR. Still get a couple more days to work on my goodbyes. But it's weird with this being the final road game of the season. You never know how much time you'll in your life you'll end up spending on a coach bus until you go to 35 games. Should have been 34, but unfortunately one of our winter field games did not happen back on Saturday, July 13th, as the first pitch to Gabe Casso misses low for ball one. Want to give a big shout-out to the Rafters team bus driver, Carl. A fantastic job getting us from point A to point B every single time this summer as the 1-0 fastball is on the inside corner for a called strike. Even some long hours as well. The Waterloo trip is not kind to us. We had a really early bus time and got back really late the next night with it being just a two-game series. It's the 1-1 to Casso, dribbled back to the mound. Loved by Hawkes, he'll flip the first in time. 1-3 put out, 2-up, 2-down. The last hope to keep the ball game alive for Wisconsin Rapids tonight is Tommy Gulbranson. As I was saying, though, just a lot of trips, and the Michigan trip as well. 6.5 hours on that bus each way. You know, Carl does a lot for this team. Another one of the hard workers that helped the Rafters that definitely does not get enough recognition. So thank you, Carl, for everything. Appreciate it. Know that you continue to do great work in helping the Rafters as seasons go along. As the first pitch to Tommy Gulbranson is called a strike, 69 on the gun there from Hawkes. Gulbranson 0-for-3 tonight, reached on a hit by pitch back in inning 5. The 0-1. Another one right down the heart of the plate, called a strike. 79 there from Hawkes, it's nothing and 2. Dock Spiders a strike away from sweeping this home-and-home series with your Rats. The payoff pitch. He got him swinging. 1-2-3, top of the ninth for Dylan Jaquez ends the ball game. 6-4 the final here tonight at Hare Baker Field. Six runs, eight hits, two errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Four runs on six hits and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. We'll be back in about 5 minutes for your official postgame show of Raptor Baseball right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we...
Aww.
What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I know I'm ready to start my opioids recovery journey, because I've got courage, support, and meds. Yeah, meds. See, opioid use disorder is a chronic health condition, kind of like heart disease or diabetes. And now, there are effective meds out there that work to curb the cravings. And, when combined with therapy, help me manage my health. I found out that opioid recovery is possible with courage, support, and meds. Learn how medications can help you, too, at doseofrealitywi.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, we are going to talk about the rent-to-own hustle. All kinds of stuff is offered on a rent-to-own basis. Appliances, furniture, electronic equipment, even used cars. And the deal with rent-to-own is that you don't own the thing, whatever it is, until you've made years of weekly or monthly payments that are usually small and seem affordable. This totally happened to an old boyfriend of mine. Cody wanted to buy a TV. It cost $200. He didn't have it. But he went to this rent-to-own place who said that they could hook him up with it for $8.50 a week, which seemed okay until afterwards we did the math and it turns out he paid more than $600 for a $200 TV. I mean, the interest rates were sky high. They're usually around 300% and as much as 500%. If you can, save up and then buy. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. For more money tips, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, take good care.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors. Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
I thought I had to quit opioids all on my own, but my doctor set me straight. They told me opioid use disorder is a chronic health condition, just like heart disease or diabetes, that you don't manage with willpower alone. So now I take medications that work to curb the cravings and, when combined with therapy, help me manage my health. I've learned that opioid recovery is possible with courage, support, and meds. Find out how medications can help you too at doseofrealitywi.gov.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media Station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
4-6, the final tonight. 6-4, for those who actually can read the score correctly. Andy Ockham returning to here on locally grown radio. Fond du Lac, get the best of your Raptors here in Game 2 of the home-and-home series. 6 runs on 8 hits, 2 errors, and 5 left on for Fond du Lac. 4 runs on 6 hits, an error, and 13 left on for Wisconsin Rapids. Second most runners left on in a ball game for Wisconsin Rapids this season. Scoring got started for Fond du Lac. 4 in the bottom of the first inning, sending 8 to the plate, getting RBI doubles from Drew Berrigan, along with Caden Shapiro. Tyler Stack, also an RBI single, and Gus Walker, an RBI ground out to cap off the scoring in that inning. Wisconsin Rapids made it a one-run ball game in the top of the third, bringing in 3 runs. A huge 2-run triple from Walker Buchanan, his second 3-bagger of the season, both coming here at Hare Baker Field. Another run brought in on an RBI single from Landon Gaz. Dock Spiders put up 1 in the 4th and 1 in the 5th. Wisconsin Rapids added a run in the top of the 5th inning as well, and that would be the scoring for the rest of the night. Innings 6 through 9, all zeros out on that left center field scoreboard here on the campus of Marion University. Chase Midbon got the start for Fond du Lac, going 2 1/3, allowing 3 hits and 3 earned runs, walking 4 and striking out 1 on 63 pitches. Brandon Bruss, 3 2/3 out of the bullpen. He picked up the win for Fondy tonight, allowing 2 hits and earned run while walking 4. Not a strikeout, but he did throw 59 pitches. From there, an inning from Ethan Wickman. JT Hockers went 2/3 of a frame, and Dylan Hawk has an inning and a third, just throwing 12 pitches and getting the save this evening for the Dock Spiders. Noah Willingham got the start for Wisconsin Rapids. The right-hander went 5 innings, allowed 8 hits, 6 earned runs, walked 3 and struck out 1 on 79 pitches. He was tapped with the loss. And how about Josh Novak following him up? 3 scoreless and hitless innings here tonight. 1 walk and 4 punchouts on 38 pitches. For the Hillsdale product. Time of the game here tonight, 2 hours, 35 minutes, 882 fans in attendance, 74 degrees and overcast at the time of first pitch. Fond du Lac improving to 14-20 in the second half and 27 wins and 40 losses on this season. Wisconsin Rapids falling to 19-16 here in half number 2, and now are back to 500 overall on the campaign. 34 wins and 34 losses with 2 games to go, and they're both at historic Witter Field. 6:35 tomorrow and Saturday against the Green Bay Rockers. Fireworks both nights. Should be a great time for all at Wisconsin Rapids. 6:25 pregame show right here with yours truly for second to last time the entire season. This was the final road game for us, and boy, it was a joy traveling with the team this season. I think this is the exact seat I was in when we began our journey 2.5 months ago on Memorial Day. I was flustered as can be, really just not happy with how it all went, and I can firmly say, as this summer has gone along, I have grown so much, and I'm so proud of everything that I personally have accomplished, and am proud to say that I've had this job and I've been able to not only call the games at home, but bring the action to you, the fans, when we are not at Winterfield. I took a lot of pride in that this summer, and I hope that could be heard in my work. Our goodbyes are not over yet. We still get two more goes at this thing. We'll do it again tomorrow night, 6:35, against the Green Bay Rockers back home in Wisconsin Rapids. Once again, 6-4 the final tonight in favor of the Dock Spiders. They win this home-in-home series. Friday Night Baseball coming your way in just under 24 hours. Thanks so much for tuning into this broadcast tonight, whether you're listening on your FM AM dials at 97.5, 1320, or on your Civic Media apps for WFHR, locally grown radio. I've been Andy Ockham, signing off for now here from Hare Baker Field for Raptors Baseball, right here on WFHR.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who...
You were sharing with me that they were showing up and they were kind of green behind the ears and excited to be there and learn.
Yeah, a little bit. And so our Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, White Earth Ojibwe Nation, and she was just a young, brilliant politician, right? She got elected to her first office in 2004 at the Minneapolis School Board, went on to be a legislator, and then Lieutenant Governor. And early on, she had a close relationship and affinity with the late, great Senator Paul Wellstone, and she went to work for Wellstone Action, which is a training institute that helped prepare people to organize and work on campaigns and be candidates. And Governor Waltz was her student at Wellstone Action. And during my time on city council, I served with at least two people that were in that same class. And I know there are more established elected officials that were in that class. And I think that just says a lot about our Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and not just her political smarts, but her ability to pass on, to transfer what she knows to other people. And so that's thrilling. And I'll never forget the first time I saw now Vice Presidential candidate Waltz, Governor Waltz, and he was running for the Congress in District 1, a deeply red and rural district within the state of Minnesota as a Democrat. I remember even when he was doing his feasibility about running, you know, his name was kind of percolating up around me. And then he declared his candidacy. I think by this time he had our party endorsement, but he showed up at kind of a ritzy, fancy LGBTQ event in Minneapolis, and he and his wife Gwen must have driven, you know, through. It was a hot day, I remember, and I saw him from across the room right after he walked in, and I'm like, oh, that's that Tim Waltz. He has a chance to turn that district blue. So I just ran right over and introduced myself to him, and I've just followed his career with such interest and always been so impressed with every public position that he's taken.
Yeah, well, and you said earlier how much he's going to... I saw T-shirts in Eau Claire where Haley and I were that... this white man's for, you know, voting for Harris and Walls and fun stuff like that. And, you know, there hasn't been a congressperson in Mankato that was Democrat for, I want to say, the 1880s. I might be, you know how I exaggerate, Robert.
It's
I might
something be like that, though, Robert. And he's only the second one in that district, right, ever. So that is saying something. And then, was it yesterday? We're sitting out at, you know, out in front of the Powell Grounds coffee shop and enjoying the beautiful weather here and working. I mean, that's kind of our work, and interacting with people walking by. And this delightful man who works for Project for Peru volunteers for a local nonprofit that does workforce training and things. And he just stopped to engage us and asked how he could better engage the Native community and get them into some of their programs. But anyway, we were chatting, and this guy kind of looked like Governor Waltz. So finally, I said to him, I said, you know, you bear an uncanny resemblance to Governor Waltz. I go, you could be his body double or something. He goes, oh, I'm aware, he said. And, you know, and he said he loves how Governor Waltz will show up somewhere in a t-shirt and a cap, you know, a baseball cap. He goes, because that's what I wear all the time. And he said, my wife is always saying, oh, you got to get rid of that base, that T-shirt and that baseball cap. And he said, now I can point to Governor Waltz. I go, look, see, you know, Governor Waltz wears this same thing. And to me, that just clicked kind of with what you just said, which was now T-shirt wearing, cap wearing, older white guys have someone they can relate to on the ticket.
That's a good one. It's funny, too, Haley, I think you tried to get one of those camouflage hats and it's sold out, right?
Yeah, they were having people pre-order them on the Harris Walls website. The camo hat with the blaze orange writing on the top of the trucker hat that says Walls or Harris Walls. And I was like, wow, we haven't really seen any Democratic candidate bring back the camo and kind of the presidential flag. It's kind of like we're taking it back.
Right on. Good point.
Yeah, it reminds me of the first Obama campaign, right, back in 2008. And I was a delegate to the national convention then, which was beautiful and profound and historic. And I got tons of excellent Obama bling, you know, across the board. I've given most of it away since then, but I've saved a few. Maybe I'll dig them out for this campaign. But there was some pretty cool bling going there. I've seen those camo hats. I think they look super intriguing. I hope to pick one up sometime throughout the campaign.
Absolutely. Yeah, we got a few more minutes here, and I'd like to swing back to your work and on the Avenue and what's happening. I just got a chance to go into the gallery, and oh my gosh, beautiful. And I know Haley was there for the pre-opening, and
right.
It's just you guys keep on hitting it out of the park.
You know, and all credit to Angela Two Stars, the director of our gallery and renowned public artist, and she can just pick them, man. And so it's a solo show. The artist's name is Jen White. She's Sioux Falls based, self-taught, and she's got these images that Haley uses. You've all seen them. You know, they're just kind of haunting, you know, and they tend to be feminine images, and it's really something. And I couldn't make the pre-opening, which is kind of a media and donor opening that Haley was at, but the opening night was incredible. And it was, you know, we had a great kind of girl punk band, and we had Trickster Tacos, and we were able to sit outside because the weather was so beautiful, and this impressive show. And it was, Haley's too young to remember this term, but Robert will get it. It reminded me of sort of from the 60s, a happening. Happenings, and it was so cool.
Yeah, definitely. And Haley, you were there, amazing, and got to talk to the artist too.
Oh yeah, Jennifer White is amazing and just completely so authentic. She's so fun to talk to, and she just is really, you know, proud but also humble about her work. And she's self-taught, and you know, it really takes true talent, creator-given talent, to do what she does. So I just applaud her. And everyone should go check that exhibit out.
I agree. And well put, Haley. And I can't remember the date. It's in September. We usually have an artist talk or some kind of artist engagement event. And she'll be doing live painting at that event. And that's one of the things that she does a lot. And I agree with you, Haley. She's so authentic. A little irreverent. And which I love. She gave me a nickname, which I'm not going to share on the air. But when I see her in person sometime, I'll share it with you. But her irreverence is refreshing.
Awesome. Then, of course, today we still have the Four Sisters Market, which was just beautiful. And Annie Humphrey was there. And she has, I want to say a clean voice. It's so clear, and it was such a beautiful day, and to listen to that music.
Yeah, it was kind of a little happening as well at the Four Sisters Farmers Market on the American Indian Culture Corridor. Annie Humphrey was incredible. I was really surprised that we were able to secure to perform at the market. But I love what you said about the clarity of your voice, because it's clear to hear, but her message is clear too.
Right.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Tropical Storm Debbie is pounding the Carolinas, which has put a huge damper on those visiting Wrightsville Beach. This man is taking it all in stride.
Not exactly the ideal week we had planned, but like I say, we're here making the most of it, a little family vacation.
Texas governor has issued an executive order requiring hospitals to disclose patients' immigration status. CBS's Camilo Montoya Galvez says it's intended to
better understand how much it is costing the state to provide medical assistance and emergency care to migrants who recently crossed the U.S.-Mexico border and others who are in the country illegally.
Right after American sprinter Noah Lyles won a bronze medal today, he disclosed he tested positive for COVID. CBS's Dana Jacobson.
He believes this will be the end of his 2024 Olympics, not the Olympics he dreamed of, but it's left me with so much joy in my heart.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Plans are moving ahead to replace the Wisconsin Veterans Museum in downtown Madison. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
The state has approved plans to buy the current Wisconsin Veterans Museum building on the square for $9 million. The state would essentially be buying it for the property because the plan is to demolish that building. In its place, they'd construct a state-of-the-art five-story new Veterans Museum. This is just step one of that plan. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Dates for next year's Summerfest in Milwaukee are set. The big gig will be Thursdays through Saturdays from June 19th through July 5th. It'll be the 57th edition of Summerfest. Thanks to a new partnership with the Northcott Neighborhood House, Juneteenth programming will be offered for the first time. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Three Taylor Swift shows were canceled due to a terrorist attack threat. The Associated Press reports that authorities in Vienna, Austria, apprehended two men, one of them the 19-year-old ringleader. The canceled shows were for August 8th, 9th, and 10th, and those with tickets will get a full refund. Reps for Taylor Swift have not commented yet on the incident. The Swift Eras Tour has spanned 145 shows in five continents. It started in 2023 and is scheduled to end in Vancouver in December. There is drama on the set of the new Bridget Jones film. The shooting schedule was disrupted by bats. Experts say their habitat was disrupted by the filming in Keswick, Cumbria. That was almost enough to distract fans from the fact that Colin Firth's character, Mark Darcy, is returning for the fourth installment of the franchise. Apparently, Firth's return has been planned for a while, but they were hoping to keep it a secret. Bridget Jones' Mad About the Boy is expected in theaters in February of 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cool and mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 50s. Mostly sunny tomorrow, cool for August, highs upper 60s. Beautiful weekend ahead, sunshine and a high in the low 70s Saturday, mid-70s Sunday. Sunday night, Monday, a few clouds and a slight chance of rain. It's 60 right now.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Some researchers have explored the impact of melatonin-enriched milk on sleep because it comes from cows milked at night.
Ooh.
Night milk has been shown to improve symptoms of insomnia in some people.
Night milk. Yeah. We should try some night milk.
Night milk. Yeah.
I would love to actually talk to somebody who actually does this. If this is like a new avenue for milk growers.
How about that?
Producers, I should say.
Yep.
Milk doesn't grow on trees. I learned that when I was 20.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
We're having a party!
And you're invited!
It's happening in the WFHR parking lot.
And it's Wednesday, August 14th from 12 to 6 p.m.
We're going to have food trucks and giveaways and face painting.
Balloon animals, WFHR merch, music requests, and much, much more.
We'll host the party, play your music requests, and all you need to do is show up.
On Wednesday, August 14th, noon to 6 p.m. in our parking lot.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Nepo Baby adjacent Lara Trump shares her thoughts on Kamala Harris's qualifications to be president. Oh, don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, Haley, we got the election coming up here, the primary next week on the 13th. I just wanted to mention that. And there's some major primary races, including Ilhan Omar versus Don Samuels to represent the Democratic Party in the Minnesota 5th Congressional District, and Royce White and Joe Frazier to represent the Republican nominees for Minnesota State Senator. Everyone get out and vote. We talk about voting, and primaries are important too, because that's who you send to the next, the real election, I guess.
Right. Yeah. And if you don't know who's on your ballot, you can go to myballotmn.sos.state.mn.us.
Yeah, I just had to pop in my area code, and bingo, I found out who was there. And I have some people to vote for here in Minnesota, like Betty, or in St. Paul, like Betty McCullen, who's a huge Native advocate for us all these years. So it was great to talk about that and be able to vote for her. But hey, we are really excited to have Josie on. Josie is a friend of ours, and Josie Hoffman is an artist, teacher, and emerging curator. And I want to find out more what you do, Josie. So welcome to a Native Roots Radio.
Hey, bonjour. Maingan and Dodem, Gichionigamming and Dunjuba, Kakapikan Ninda. Hey everyone, I'm Josie. I'm an artist, a multidisciplinary visual and movement based artist. I'm also a teaching artist and emerging curator. I do visual arts, performing arts. I'm an aerialist, so I do. Familiar with the Cirque du Soleil kind of stuff. I do. I like to call them flippy flips, though. so I do aerial silks. Yeah, and I graduated college in 2020 from Minneapolis College of Art and Design, and I've been doing art-related work and teaching artist work since then. So
that's awesome. That's awesome. Talk a little bit about your aerial work, because I know you go and present that and also teach that, and have talk about that and how people can see your work and also participate.
Yeah. So I do a variety of things with that work. I practice several times a week at a couple studios in Northeast, Stomping Ground Studio and Phoenix Flight Studio. I teach at both studios. I teach a couple weekly classes, so people are welcome to take my classes there. I do performances here and there with a variety of community partners. I was just with Minnesota Native Artists Alliance for Art a Whirl and was performing a piece that I did, a piece that I really love because I grew up powwow dancing, so I kind of made this powwow to aerial piece. So I got to perform that with the community during Art a Whirl with Minnesota Native Artists Alliance. Yeah, and I do pop-up workshops. I was just at Little Earth for National Night Out and teaching the kids there how to do aerial, and that was a lot of fun. We've got a kids camp going on at Stomping Ground that I was also doing this week. And working on a doubles performance with another aerialist that we plan on performing in the fall Stomping Ground showcase. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So is there an example that people that are listening all over Turtle Island here can see your work and maybe book you as an artist to come in and do your thing?
Yeah. So I guess Instagram is probably the best way to find me or my link tree. But you can find that link to my Instagram, which is Josie, spelled J-O-Z-I-I, underscore Wabizi, W-A-A-B-I-Z-I-I. So that would be the best way to contact me. And I'm, you can see my stuff on Instagram. Check out what else I'm doing through my link tree that's connected to my Instagram. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exciting. And one of the things, do you perform your aerial stuff with music in the background? Or how does, and you kind of go to the music? You were saying that you were kind of doing a representation of powwow up in the air doing things.
Yeah, so I do a variety of things. The one that I was doing a powwow song to, I've been working really hard on choreographing that and connecting. Because I grew up fancy shawl dancing. So I was thinking a lot about those fancy shawl movements when I was doing, as I call them, flippy flips in the air. So I was thinking about that, but that was a choreographed piece. I also do other choreographed pieces. Sometimes I pick a song, choreograph from there. Other times I'm also doing what us aerialists kind of like to call ambient aerial. So sometimes I'll get hired to just kind of be a person in the background of an event and just kind of flow around with whatever the DJ is playing and just kind of show my tricks. So, but it's usually the, when I do my choreography that I put a lot of love into that stuff. I mean, I put a lot of love into it in general, but that's the stuff I get.
That's awesome. And I know too, we talk about interdisciplinary, and I know you do murals. I've seen your beadwork at galleries. Let's talk a little bit about how you got started doing your beadwork.
Yeah, well, my grandma was the first person to teach me how to bead when I was a little kid. I'd always go back to Grand Portage to visit her. I grew up in Wahpeton, North Dakota, but I'd always go visit my grandma in Grand Portage. And she was the one who originally taught me how to bead. And for a while, I was doing more drawing and painting stuff, especially through school, some sculpture too. And then it was after I graduated, I was doing some side work for Maggie Thompson at Maqua Studio, and we were working on one of her really big, amazing beading projects, and she just kind of like pushed me to like bead more, and so I've just been beading more and more since then, which is nice to kind of spend more time with that textiles because I really love that, and I miss that, so...
Well, yeah. There's a prayer in every, I don't know if it's a stroke, but every bead.
Yeah, yes, definitely. And especially when I'm beading, it's hard not to think about my grandma and just the love that she shared and teaching that. She was a beading teacher. She taught a lot of people in Grand Portage to bead. And now I'm kind of sharing that as well, with folks. So,
yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. And I know, you have some murals around the cities too. Talk about your art there. That's very cool. Put it on pen to paper and then copy it, or do you free, how do you do your murals and where are they?
Well, it kind of depends what the project is. I've got a couple murals at Arts and Rec in Uptown. That was, I had a couple ideas in mind and just put some drawings up. One was more abstract and I was just going with it. And the other one was more planned, where I was doing florals. And they're both facing each other. So if you check out Arts and Rec in Uptown, I got that. A couple other murals I've done have been in collaboration with Native Youth Arts Collective.
Cool.
So one of them was a street mural. Well, we did a couple, actually. The one that I led was Sweet Grass Braids that went across Ogama Place at Little Earth. That one is pretty worn out now from just cars driving over it, but we're actually in the works of doing some more and kind of bringing it back. We're going to, Native Youth Arts Collective at Little Earth has a whole bunch of art stuff planned and kind of beautifying Little Earth. That's in the works. What else? We've been in collaboration with McGizzy working on some murals there.
Cool.
What else have I done? I've also helped in restoration of a pretty at the Minneapolis American Indian Center, George Morrison's mural, the big cedar mural. So I was hired on with the Indian Center and Minnesota Arts Conservation Center. And we went through a whole restoration process when the Indian Center was doing their remodel. So,
wow. Hey, Josie, if anybody wants to see your work, that's give that out one more time before we let you go. We really appreciate and we love, promoting and talking to our new artists and newer artists and young artists here in the Twin Cities.
Yeah. So you can find me on Instagram, where my link tree is also connected to. And my Instagram handle is Josie, but spelled J-O-Z-I-I _ Wabazi. WAABIZII.
So great to see you, and a big pinigigi for coming on, and we're going to have to do this again real soon.
Yeah, me gwich. Great to see you, Robert.
Right on. Hey, we'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. Hey, it's Robert Pilot from Native Roots Radio here to tell you about the best window contractor in Minnesota, 952 Windows. Here's why I trust them in my home projects. 952 Windows is a part of Loyal Home, founded by former window light workers known for their ethics and quality. It's a top-notch remodeling company that's been flying under the radar for too long. They've even sold to competitors' employees who want top-tier quality for their homes. For the best in windows and doors, have 952 Windows take care of your next project. They offer the longest warranties, and we're rated Energy Star's most efficient in windows and doors. Believe me, I've known the owner for decades, so I can vouch for their excellence. They're not just about windows either. They're your go-to for roofing, siding, kitchens, bathrooms, and more. Plus, they've got you covered on Onyx Bath and Rosebud cabinets. Trust me, you won't regret giving them a call at 952 Windows or 952windows.com.
Bonjour, hello. My name is Wabin. I am an enrolled member of the White Earth Nation, descendant of the Navajo Nation, and co-chair of the Indigenous Employee Resource Group with the Minnesota Department of Transportation. MnDOT is hiring for a variety of positions from road maintenance to accounting and more. We offer great benefits. For more information or to set up a one-on-one resume and application assistance, visit mn.gov/careers, or you can text or call 612-257-2388. 612-257-2388.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl! How is it that when we howl, my howl's higher than yours?
That's a great question.
We'll have to talk about that in our next program meeting.
Yes.
Hey, a lot going on. That was great to have Josie on too. I always love amplifying young artists and that are in the community. We see her everywhere, whether she's dancing at a powwow or, you know, her aerial stuff and then art in the gallery. So thank you, Haley, for getting Josie on. It's great to amplify our young ones, our younger ones. I guess everyone's younger than me, though.
True. You're kind of like the baby elder. So yeah. But yeah, Josie's great. She's, you know, one of the friendliest faces I've seen in community. And that aerial work, I mean, that takes a true athlete. I've never tried, but I've always kind of seen those videos of you know, accidents, people falling down. It's got to take so much strength and core work to be able to do those moves up. I don't even know what you would call it, like the fabric that keeps them up in the air that they hang on.
Right, like a bed sheet.
Yeah, it's probably got a very specific name, but yeah.
Right. Well, heck, you know, I've always threatened Josie to come and do one. And I said, no, I don't want to like separate my back from my hip or anything like that. So because it does take a lot of upper body strength. And like you said, core, which I have neither anymore.
Well, you know, some people just don't, you know, it's hard to get going into those exercises. But yeah, I know Josie is also going to be curating a show, I believe, at All My Relations in this fall. So that'll be fun. We'll definitely have to go check out that exhibit. But going back to All My Relations Arts Gallery right now, talking about Jennifer White's exhibit, a Ricara proper, that is a solo exhibition at NACD's All My Relations Gallery. And Robert Lilligren mentioned earlier in the show that she will be doing some live painting at her artist talked probably next month. I'd have to look at the date for that. But she was talking to me that one of her largest paintings that she has made, she can do in just like a few hours or just like a day. And that was really surprising to me.
Yeah. Well, you're an artist too. And I think we get you some big canvas and give you a couple hours and see how you do. And then send you over to Josie's classes and work on your upper body strength. And there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Then you'll be ready to host the show.
Yeah. Exercise and a creative outlet. Those are perfect. I think everyone needs those.
Well, what I like about you is you're really into the environment and you go around a lot. I see your posts. You're at beautiful, serene places and they're all over the Twin Cities and it's good to see and that taking yourself back and finding serenity. That's where it's all about. And it took me many years to figure that out. So you're way ahead, Jujunk.
Oh, well, thank you, Pina Gigi. But yeah, I think, you know, taking care of ourselves, you know, that may look different for a lot of people, but really it's so important for us as humans and as Native people to get out in nature and connect with Mother Earth and Father Sky and just be out there, which I'm excited to do this weekend. I might be going to Itasca State Park. And
nice.
Yeah, just excited to get out there. I know tomorrow is World's Indigenous Peoples Day.
Right.
And that's something we want to talk about. Indigenous people make up approximately 6.2% of the world's population, and yet they protect 80% of the world's biodiversity. So this is a post here from Owamni Yamni, which used to be, I believe, Friends of the Falls right here in Minneapolis.
Yeah. Good call. Yes.
Their post, they yet continue to face ongoing oppression and marginalization as Native people, including eviction from their ancestral homelands, restricted access to healthcare and education, and much more. To gain a better understanding of the importance of World's Indigenous Peoples Day, you can go to their Instagram page, Owamni Yamni, Owamniyomni.
Wow. That's a beautiful, and I'm glad we're bringing that up too, because we're going to have a guest on soon. Yeah. That's from Australia, and talking about a lot of things, but also talking about all of us here. She's here studying from Australia about our creation story, which, you know, we're from Earth and Sky, and we're from the cosmos. And I talked to her, and she has she can prove it that that's what where we're from. So it's really interesting to see it from, I don't want to say an outsider, but somebody outsider out of here that's not living in this continent, to be able to explain our story, our creation stories, in a scientific way.
Right, right. Yeah, I feel like a lot of different tribes or sovereign nations have kind of their own little unique story of how they were created. But, you know, the stories all kind of align in similarities, and, you know, they have their differences, but, you know, we are star people, and that is, you know,
well, Haley,
comes across all the stories.
The thing that I always like to talk about this is because I think people in general, because they don't know our history, want to say that we came over from, you know, Alaska, you know, when the bridge was there. And it's like, no, we came from here. So I think people try and tell that story, which is incorrect, about us coming over the bridge and coming here, is so incorrect. And it makes them feel better about stealing our land.
Right.
Because they want to make it seem like we're not from here either, but we
exactly.
are.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, I think that the Ho-Chunk.
Did I make sense saying that?
I understood you. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Well, the Ho-Chunk story.
I didn't want to start the show all over again, but thank you. Okay. Oh, wait, this is live.
Yeah, well, isn't the Ho-Chunk origination story kind of off of the Green Bay coast of the Great Lake there?
Yeah. And Dejob, which is Madison, we came from the red clay, and that makes a lot of sense, especially how this person we're going to have as a guest and somebody from Australia here in a couple of weeks talking about this. It's an amazing scientific fact that they'll be talking about that really brings that home from the stars.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to hear their take on that and how it aligns with the stories that we hear from our tribal communities.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, they're not written down. We didn't write things down. We have a deep oral history. And so it's good to see, again, science matching with our histories. And it's very cool. Well, we were at the farmer's market today, which was awesome. Perfect day. And we got a picture with a bunch of Ho-Chunks there, some young ones there that we're really proud of that are really stepping up. A couple guys that we ran into, along with a couple other girls that are Ho-Chunk and that are doing their thing with Dream of Wild Health.
Yeah, Dream of Wild Health is such an amazing organization, and they contribute so much to our communities and with their gardens and with their knowledge of healthy native cuisines, as well as sharing recipes. So it makes it easier for folks to kind of include that in their everyday diet.
Absolutely. Hey, and you know what? Really shocked here, Haley, but Shakopee Powwow is coming up next week.
It is.
And then the state fair, and
yep.
I'm not prepared. I'm not ready.
Well, let's get ready, because it's going to be a fun time.
Right on. Hey, Big Peeny Geegee, for a great show again. Haley, I just want to end the show with a couple thoughts. You know, we are from Earth and Star.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on Air.
T. Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media's Southwest Wisconsin reporter extraordinaire and showbiz fan, Stuart J. Waddles, and it's a Bar Band Friday as we welcome Max Inc. Radio's Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Sometimes our healthcare system can feel impersonal. Who can help my healthcare team understand what is important to me? Who can connect me with community services and health resources?
Community health representatives can. Community health representatives, or CHRs, live and work in our community, so they understand your unique health needs and can break down the barriers that get between you and the quality care you deserve. Want to learn more? See all the good community health representatives do at dhs.wisconsin.gov/CHR.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed.
keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.